cliffcentral.com.
Let's get personal. You've got to listen to Keeping Up with the Calvaries on cliffcentral.com.
I've lost my thing.
Yes, yes.
I've lost my thing, Damon.
Oh, no, no.
Oh, no, there it is. I found it.
Oh, no, Lorraine.
It's under your chair.
Lorraine, I wouldn't want to start the show any differently. That was fantastic.
Please, can you get it for me there under the chair?
We are raw.
Black thing.
We are raw and uncut. What did you drop?
You know, I've got a bit of a thing. I have my own earphones, as you can see, and I have my own like little rubber. What's it? Not rubber. Foam.
It's
foam microphone.
It's called
a buffer.
No, it's actually called a pop something.
Okay, so the pop thing in the front here is, I don't like using it because other people have spat all over it.
Yes.
So I put my own spitter thing on. So I've lost it for a moment, but I'm now putting it on. Can you all hear?
Now the
can
thing
you
is,
come in,
now
come
Lorraine.
In. Yes.
Why didn't you just do it while the song was playing?
Because I was running out of time. I was a bit slow.
You see.
What? See what?
What have we learned? What have we learned from this?
Get in here earlier.
Get in here earlier and move your tochas. Bernice, how's your phone? Is your phone all right?
No, you're loud and clear. I'm listening to all the shenanigans going on there.
Okay.
Missing you.
So Bernice is in the office.
Hello.
Because she can't. Whatever. Long story.
I'm a slave. I'm a slave to the occupation. I'm a slave to the working world. I'm unlike you people who are mobile and footloose and fancy free and can do your office wherever you want.
And did you? Is this your lunch hour? Did you manage to get your?
Did you convert this? Early lunch. Let's just call it an early lunch.
Okay, so it's all official, and you're not going to get into trouble.
I hope so.
And then we got Denise Porter with us. She's an old friend of yours, Bernice.
But Denise,
hello.
Hello,
I'm missing you here.
Now, this is an interesting thing. You and Denise never spoke to each other for 10 years.
For many years we didn't.
11.
Now,
11 years.
11 years.
And now you've recently reconnected.
Rekindled our romance.
We have. And it was really like a bit of a romance. I think I had a bit of a girl crush on you at one point.
I think it was mutual.
Because you know what happened? I met Denise and all of a sudden the stars aligned. And here was this equally nutty person who was nutty and eccentric and out there and who had similar issues and she was intense and it was like I wasn't alone in the world.
And then she discovered she was.
I was. Denise has this habit, and she still has it, but I think now that I'm medicated, I can deal with it. She loves input and she loves to consult, so she always asks for advice, and she always asks for people.
But then I never take it.
And then she never takes it.
And this is what happened to me today on the way here. I nearly missed the show because why would I listen to the Garmin? Obviously, I know the way better.
You know the way better.
So it nearly ended in tears, but here I am.
Well, welcome. It's so lovely.
Thank you. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
No, but, no. It's just, sorry. I was just looking for something.
What are you looking for?
Damon is still trying to find the buttons, Bern.
Still trying to find
the buttons. He can't work the buttons yet. It's taking a while.
It's not good, hey, Damon. This is your show. You are in control.
Yeah, what is going on? This is your show and you can't even get the buttons right.
No.
You scare me. And now he's reading his phone.
Men can't multitask.
I've made notes.
So he's looking for his notes.
We must... Bernice, I'm sorry you're not here because we need to keep updated on Lorraine's hair. Just
okay.
So you know, we must take a photo for Twitter later, please.
And
WeChat.
Need a photo.
Lorraine has had her hair done, and actually, it's the nicest that I've seen her hair in the last time.
Blonde?
No,
I've had a blonde chestnutty.
No more gray.
So I've had the top made dark and the bottom made lighter.
Oh my gosh.
So and it's like a bob, and it's a bit wild, and it's a bit all over the place. I've just like let it. It's gone a bit weird.
You sound sexy there. You sound sexy. You're all wild and all over the place. That's a good word.
Yeah. So it's like all like, yeah, that's what I've done.
Turn around. Do you still have the funny dark shave at the back?
Yeah, I've still got the, well, it's growing, the dark shave at the back. So yeah, it's all growing. But what happened was I had an appointment at a doctor yesterday at 12 o'clock. I thought it was 12 o'clock, but it was 11 and I was at the hairdresser. So I literally, she was in the middle of cutting my hair and I went, sorry. And I threw off the thing, grabbed my bag. I didn't even pay for the stuff at the hairdresser. Ran out and ran to the doctor because I was late. I was really like 20 minutes late.
So is that like shoplifting?
No, man, they could, I know them, so they don't worry about it. I have to go back and have my hair cut again so that she knows me. I mean, you know your hairdresser.
So what do they still have to do? It looks finished to me.
No, I wanted a bit lighter at the bottom.
Oh,
and I think ombre.
It's like, it is an ombre, but I want it more structured ombre. I want more like a line in it. So, and then she needs to cut, she was cutting the back, so it's not all cut properly.
And then what medical condition did you have that you needed to take care of?
That is something I can't tell you.
She has genital warts.
Damon was from the last shack.
So you got genital, genital problems.
Yeah.
Genital warts with a chaser of chlamydia.
No, man, I haven't got any genital warts. I just went for a checkup for my blood sugar, that's all.
So then why couldn't you mention that?
Oh, I just thought
it wasn't as mysterious and exotic.
She likes to be mysterious and exotic.
I am mysterious and exotic.
At the end of the show last week, she says to me, Lorraine says to me, I want to be in the limelight as well. And I've been thinking about that the whole week. I'm thinking, what did she mean by that?
What did she mean by that?
I want to be in the limelight as well, you know.
I'm going to listen to that again. I don't believe I said that.
It happened outside the studio.
Are you lying? I never said that.
I swear you did. Would I frame you?
Yes, you would, because I framed you last week, you little shit.
I promise you said that.
I framed you last week when Lorraine. I said to you, I'm leaving the show.
Lorraine.
Yes.
Do you want to be in the limelight?
Well, I must be honest with you. No, I don't. I have a lot of limelight things in my life, so I don't need more limelight. I'm in PR, fashion. I'm in celebrity publicity. So I don't know if I want to be in the limelight. What does being in the limelight mean?
I'm concerned that you feel we're not giving you enough acknowledgement and you're not, you know, because one of the things I think you said last week was
It's Lorraine's week today, by the way, Denise. Yeah?
Sorry?
It's Lorraine's week today.
No, darling. You know, you want to be in the limelight. Here it is.
Well, you know what?
I'm limelighting you. But the thing is, I think you feel like you need to put your creative stamp on this show. And you don't, you know, you also want to bring in your guests and you also want to bring in your people. But, you know, the thing is what you don't realize.
But I think it would be nice if I could, wouldn't it? No,
for sure.
I mean, I did bring in a few people to start off with.
Dr. Zinn was a hit.
Yes, I brought my niece.
The niece was a hit.
You brought some of your employees, absolutely.
I brought my employees. So, yeah, I don't think I need the limelight. No, I've got enough. I mean, I've just.
I think that you have aspirations to be a talk show host. And I think that there's a silent power struggle between you and Damon.
Really?
Around who's really in control of this show.
Okay, well, I'm going to keep quiet for the rest of the show then.
What do you think, Damon? Am I overreaching here?
I think there's a suspicion of what you say. I wouldn't say it's definitive. I think it's a sub.
Are you threatened by me, Damon?
No. I think it's a subconscious thing on your side.
Are you threatened?
Like last week when we had Marie, our friend, you immediately tackled Marie. So, Marie, tell us about yourself.
I wanted to know. I'm just desperate. I knocked on everything.
She was interested.
Talking about that, what do you do?
You see, now.
I'm a consultant.
Oh, there we go.
Now, what does consultant mean?
And Janice? I work from home. And, I had no idea. There's a whole other world of hell out there. Called Fenton and traffic. And you know, I mean,
Shane,
how did
she look so naive sitting there? She's like, I don't know about the traffic.
Damon didn't warn me that I needed my passport.
Where do you live?
I live in the heart of the shtetl in the northeastern suburbs.
So you're in Glen Hazel.
Close enough. Sydenham.
All right.
Okay, so you mainly work from home, but don't you sometimes have to visit people? Like,
when I visit, then I go to Pretoria.
Okay.
And there's just no world in between that. It's Sydenham or Pretoria.
Shame. But I just want to go. I don't want to go. I don't want Bernice to think that I'm like avoiding the subject of me being in the limelight. So, Bernie, if you want to go, give it to me. I'm happy to take it today. But really, I don't need to be in the limelight.
I don't think it comes from a bad place.
I don't take it as a bad place.
Lord, can I tell you something? You and me, I think the reason why sometimes we've struggled in our life is we have strong personalities.
Completely.
And along with strong personalities comes people's reactions. So people don't always understand us. Maybe they think we're a bit bossy. Maybe they think we're a bit bulky.
Well, do you know what Rena said?
What?
9 months ago. which I never told you because I thought I was worried you'd be angry.
And maybe you what shouldn't did she say? Tell her.
You, she says, Bernice and Lorraine, two peas in the same pod.
You didn't tell either of us that.
No.
Well, I'm going to management and I'm resigning.
That similar.
No, I also don't think we're that similar. I think you're much brighter than me.
At least you know your place. And you're order.
That's your best one so far.
I think she was talking about like an emotional component.
No, I'm not.
You're not no, like I think, me emotionally.
No. I think you're far too sensitive and far too, like, take things to heart. It's just not necessary. Life is far too short for that.
Like,
show.
Even that probably, what you just said now.
And you know what?
It's going to cause a furibble.
And then Lorraine said that.
I think Lorraine's right. We're not similar. I'm far too sensitive, and I think she's, like completely oblivious half the time to what people really think of her.
They I don't sensitive care what people think about me.
As insensitive as she is.
I don't care what people think about me. What should I? Why should I care what people think about me?
I think what we should. But
I like
you were
me.
Very, you were very offended by that comment on Facebook. On Keeping Up with the Calvaries.
The elephant in the room.
Which elephant?
The elephant.
No.
Joel Linton.
There's been this, there was a bit of a, you took a bit of a social media clap or hiding during the course of the last week or few days.
Oh, when Linton said I shouldn't.
Joel Linton.
Joel Linton said I shouldn't be on air. Well, that's his opinion. He's allowed to think that. I just wanted to know if the two of them were related.
No, but who? That's what I didn't understand.
You and him were related for some unknown reason. I don't know why.
But why would we? But what did you mean by that?
I just thought, well, you know, it just seemed a bit related.
Because I think she suspects you put him up to
no, because
Damon.
I wasn't.
Yes.
No, because I wasn't.
Damon. Who is Damon? Damon. Who? What? Linton.
Joel Linton. Joel Linton listens to us from Chicago, Illinois.
Yeah.
Hi, Joel.
He listens to the podcast. He's not listening live, but that's
fine. Yeah, he has a life.
Yeah, so he has a laugh. So
I didn't, you know what,
Bern, I don't care what people think about me. There's lots of people that hate me in this industry and lots of people that like me. I'm fat. I walk around the beach with my swimming costume on and bounce around and play beach bats. I don't give a shit. This is me. Take me or leave
but
me.
But I love that. I love that spirit.
Thank
but
you.
But going back to the Joel Linton,
yeah,
I wasn't agreeing with Joel Linton, so why would
No, I know that. But I just wanted to know. I just wanted to put a spoke in the wheel and see if you two were related. And then you go and sort my grammar out, which, fair enough, you're allowed to, even though I'm dyslexic.
Yeah, I told him that, actually. You know,
but like, what do you want out of my life? Flipping.
I defended you, Lorraine.
Thank you, Bern.
No, you know
I
what?
She's dyslexic.
Just to clarify, to put it in context, Lorraine used the word TO2 instead of TWO as in the numerical.
Well, you know
she
what,
said,
Damon?
Are you two related? She said, are you, and then T-O instead of U-2 as in T-W-O. So
yeah,
I just don't know, but other people might not. So I very politely just went T-W-O. I didn't go into details. Now, having said that, my grammar also isn't always so good. I've got this terrible problem of putting commas too often. I put commas where there shouldn't be commas. That's my disability. But I think... And then you wrote out, you said something that grammar is not the be all and end all.
But grammar and spelling has deteriorated to such a degree that I just want to cry.
Absolutely.
Bernice will know that it's a very sensitive subject for me.
You know what? I agree with you. It has. And you know what? I'm in PR, so I write press releases. So it's very ironic that I couldn't spell my A's or I couldn't write B or D's when I was like young, and I went to a special remedial school, and I had to teach myself. I had to learn. I taught myself But I do agree with you that generally grammar and spelling, grammar has really got bad.
I agree, but I actually think it's quite fun to have bad grammar. It's like ironic. So I often put bad grammar and spelling errors in just to, you know,
upset the world.
Why would you do such a thing?
No, it's a bit of a, I suppose it's a
but it's only fun if you know what you're doing, if you're doing it on purpose.
Yeah, like social defeatism.
If you genuinely don't know where an apostrophe should go, then it's not funny anymore.
I know, but who really knows where apostrophe should go? I mean, those were complicated concepts. Apostrophe.
I just think there's just some basic grammar stuff that one should get right.
Exactly.
No, I agree. Grammar stuff, I agree. basic stuff like capital letters, the beginning of a sentence.
But two, two. But you should know the difference between two, two, and two.
You should.
You should.
That's pretty basic.
Yeah, that is basic.
Sorry. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that is basic.
Yes.
I don't know if I think it's that important, really. But you know, when.
And the difference between there and there. What is.
So T H E R or T H I E R.
Everyone gets it. It's crazy.
I need to get into this and ask what the hell is the point? I mean, this is such a weird conversation. I mean, at one point, because I got a B for English in matric, higher grade.
Well
25 years ago or something.
You're lucky you did matric, yeah.
There you go. Now, what I wanted to say is I always thought that I have a bit of a penchant for English and a bit of a skill in that department. So at one point I thought, you know what, I'm going to take this a little bit further and I joined this editor's forum. It's like this chat group where they talk about issues and they get excited about apostrophes and title case and lowercase and acronyms and whatever. But you cannot believe how mental these people actually are.
Give us an example.
So they're like pedantic.
Okay. They are like pedantic. So, for example, you post things on this chat group, and if you make a mistake in your posting, a grammatical or a spelling mistake, at least 25 personality disordered members will jump on you and correct you and tell you how you are useless.
I need to join this forum. Where is it?
Do you have to be on Facebook?
Because I'm not on Facebook.
Denise, you don't? No, you have to pay 400 rand a year, and then you join it, and then you get all the...
But it's cheaper than therapy to get out all of that anxiety around poor grammar.
Can't you name the forum? I mean, I don't,
they might throw me off, but it's a professional editors group. It's called PEG. And what they PEG. And they have all these like PEG chats and PEG this and PEG. And the last issue, I mean, I just wanted, if I had a rock, I would have crawled under it. There was an incident concerning this woman who's obviously an English to, Lorraine. Yeah, I know, darling, this is higher grade.
No, but
grade.
I have to know.
Higher grade. Sorry, darling.
You've got me in suspenders here. What was the issue? Quickly.
It was bizarre. So there's this woman who translates from African languages to English. So there are a couple of those on the forum, but they're like leopards, hey, Damon.
Oh, yes.
Black female editors are leopards. There aren't many of them.
It's like trying to find a leopard in the Kruger National Park.
Okay, so what ended up happening is the leopard posted something with a spelling error. And then the kudu, which is the white male who does editing, jumped on her and started correcting her English. And then the whole thing became like a complete debate. But the irony of it is that when he does that to other people, it was just the most bizarre big racial mess that emerged on this forum. And it was so interesting. So the other day they asked me if I would write something for the forum because I'm doing a course through them. And I said, you must be absolutely crazy. Not a chance would I put myself out there with you lunatics who are likely to rip me apart.
Shame.
Like a wildebeest who's been eaten by a lion.
Bernice.
Sorry, Lorena, you're awake.
No, shame. Let's just...
Let's talk about stilettos. That will get Lorena.
Don't wear stilettos.
Let me just shine the lights on Lorraine for
a moment. No, please leave me alone. I'm quiet today.
No, this is an important issue.
What?
Lorraine is worried and concerned because she heard Gareth Cliff's show this morning. Gareth says there's a big surprise on Idols. And you obviously just weren't listening properly, but yep. All Gareth...
It was on and off when I was driving, so...
So what was your issue? What were you worried about?
I want to know who's leaving Idols.
But why do you think somebody's leaving Idols?
Because I saw it on social media first yesterday, yes. That somebody could be leaving Idols.
Yes.
I then phoned my friend, let me say that again, my friend Randall... And asked him, and the little shit wouldn't tell me either. I'm like,
okay,
what is it? So I said, don't worry, maybe, I'll ask G in the morning.
Okay, you know the
maybe maybe Randall actually is not your friend.
Okay, you know,
I've gathered that.
Okay, this is a classic case of broken telephone, people not hearing correctly, things out of context. Gareth basically said this morning, there is talk about a fourth judge, so no one's leaving. So we played a game on Gareth's show this morning,
guessing who
will be the fourth judge. And Gareth said he won't reveal whether we're right or wrong. And Mabali, myself and Ben, we started guessing who we think the fourth judge would be.
And who came out?
So I guessed Mara Lowe's coming back. So Gareth laughed his head off.
No chance.
I said Sipho Hotstix Mabuse, maybe?
Yeah, what about Ernest Oppenheimer?
Then I said...
He's joking.
Then I said, Yvonne Chaka Chaka. Then Gareth said, no, I can actually tell you now that it's not Yvonne Chaka Chaka. That's what he said. Then my buddy said, Steve Hoffmeyer. So then Gareth actually does say, no, it can't possibly be Steve Hoffmeyer. It's not Steve Hoffmeyer. And then I can't remember all the other guesses, but Gareth said that there'll probably be a press release.
Is there a musician?
He wouldn't say.
So he also is not telling.
It'll probably be, no, he won't say because they've been sworn to secrecy.
They
had to write a confidentiality thing.
Because I said to Randall last night, I said, I'll ask Gene in the morning.
It's called an NCA, non-disclosure
agreement.
NDA, non-disclosure agreement. So Gareth says that because Idol's pre-auditions are starting on Saturday at the State Theatre in Pretoria, in all likelihood, there's probably going to be an announcement. Maybe on Saturday, the earliest or latest by Monday, they will make an announcement.
Randall said by the 4th of February. When's the 4th of February?
Then Randall is your friend.
He gave me some information, therefore, but he didn't give it to me proper. I want to know who it is.
He is your friend.
Public information.
He is your friend because he told you 4th of February. Gareth would not tell us 4th of February. So Randall is the leak.
But hang on. When's we want Randall as a judge, and now this is all being podcasted, blah, blah.
Saturday is the 31st, Sunday is the 1st, Monday is the 2nd, it will be Wednesday.
Wednesday, okay. Wednesday next week, we could know. Yes. That's going to be fab.
But let's just be logical about this all. You know this, because this is South Africa. Randall looks coloured, Gareth's a white male.
She's black.
She's a black female.
So it's a mixture of Randall and so
we're going to, I'm thinking black male. That's why I said Sibuat Sticks Mabuse.
I think you could be right. I think blackmail could be it.
It can't be Johnny Clegg because he performs every second day at some casino. So and he's white.
But he's a white Zulu.
He's a white Zulu. Zulu Blanc.
That's his nickname.
What other black males?
I think they need a black trendy male.
Well,
maybe a Casper or an R&B guy or a pop guy or somebody like that. Idols is a pop.
I think it might be black gospel, and I might. Is it not one of the Bala brothers?
Could be one of.
She could be hit onto
could
that one.
Could be one of the Bala brothers.
It could.
But I don't want to be horrible now.
Or Jabu.
A double HP, you mean?
No, Jabu.
Double HP. His name is Jabu.
No, it's another Jabu. Then he used to play with
Jabu Kanyile. He's dead.
No, man, not him. There's another Jabu. He's got the round face, not double HP. I work
double
on the Sarmas, just remember, just so I know.
Well, the Sarmas must have another look because you can't remember who Jabu is.
I can't remember his surname. He's known by Jabu. What about the guy that won Idols?
Bones.
No, man.
Oh, he didn't win.
I can't keep up with who wins Idols.
Somebody I saw on Facebook.
But the Unterster Scherer, which is the eventual end of the story.
The bottom line. The bottom,
Danny Kaye.
He's white.
I know, but I just put it out there.
The bottom line is, Randall's still your friend. He told you 4th of February.
I do.
Gareth,
maybe not now after you release the 6th of
February. You can't expect Randall to violate his agreement. His
I didn't
contract.
Know he had an agreement. I just thought he was being a brat as usual.
Okay.
I didn't know you signed a confidentiality agreement.
I can almost guarantee you that Randall's whispered it into the ears of his dogs.
Oh, no, he has, definitely.
Because apparently he loves his dogs.
No.
What kind of dogs does he got?
I actually don't know. What are they?
No, both saved from the SBCA. They're little brats. It's Lulu and...
Lulu.
The second one's jumped.
What kind of a friend are you? Don't know your
Bugsy, that was it. Okay, Bugsy and Lulu.
Okay, you're still Randall's friend.
Man.
And they're so cute and they're so lovable and he loves them more than life itself. He's just obsessed with them. He's obsessed with these dogs and yeah.
Okay, Candace Porter, who's our guest this morning?
Okay, let's talk.
What? Did you get a name right there?
Yeah, did I call her Candace?
Yes. You did!
I meant Denise, sorry.
Denise.
What is your thoughts so far? We're 25 minutes into the show.
I can't contribute to this conversation at all because I don't watch TV and I don't listen to the radio.
What do you do?
I live in
a bubble.
A bubble.
Of what? There's something in
isolation.
Your bubble. Isolation. Well, you married. I can see you got a wedding ring on. So you probably got children and a husband.
I have children and a husband.
You don't watch
a dog.
No TV.
I watch no TV.
No TV at all. Is it because it's evil? Satanic?
No. Okay, I'll tell you why. Because DSTV has nothing on of interest. So we download shows that we like.
So then you do watch stuff.
So I do. Yeah, I do. And then, but I'm like a very obsessive, addictive person. So I have to watch the whole series and I go to bed too late. We, you know, watch it on the laptop. So we're having a break and I'm actually reading at the moment.
Wow. Okay. You see, that is sexy.
Yeah.
That is sexy.
No, I do that in December. I don't want to do that all year.
The sexiest thing for me is like a man who reads.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna start reading.
You used to read, to be able to contribute to things, and not that Denise is a man, but you know, reading
that you know
is
of.
Such, yeah, no, reading is such a. Now I haven't seen them balls of yours, but it really is. It's such an interesting thing because men don't read generally.
Hmm.
Women read, like they have their book clubs. But the other interesting thing
I couldn't
thing
do book club. I couldn't do that.
I started reading a book, but then my mother took it away. Is she going to bring it back?
What was that?
Like when you were 12?
No, recently.
Was it?
What's that book, Bernice? Dick what's Run that book or? Called? It's called something, not Curl Up and Die. It's Count to 10 and Die or something.
Count to 10 Before You Die.
Count to 10 Before You Die.
Stop playing with
it. It's written by this, I forgot his name, he now lives in London. He was a gay conscript in the SADF.
I don't think he was gay.
Oh, was he not gay? I've only read the first 12 pages. Then my mother took it away.
Why didn't you take it away? Because she wanted to read it.
She wanted to read
it. Well, why didn't you tell her you'll give it to her after you finished
it? No, you know what?
Because I was
stop being a people pleaser.
I was realistic. I knew that I wasn't going to read it in the next week or two. And I was in a really bad mood. And I just threw it at her. It was actually, you know, the other day when I was sitting at the pool for hours sulking.
Yeah,
it was just before that.
Oh,
so I said to my mother, "Take it away."
Well,
what put you in that mood?
Lots of things.
I tell you what, we can go into that later.
No, I must just tell you that it's. I don't even know if I want to go into it. We did it last week.
2 weeks ago.
No, it was last week.
Oh, God.
No, I can't be sitting doing the five-hour pool thing. Damon, we've got to move on from that.
No. Keeping up with the Calvaries.
Moving on.
Lorraine Maisel, of course, is here. The light is shining on her.
I'm going to
tell you to F
off. Bernice is on the phone because she can't get out of work. Bless her.
I had to rock and roll.
And Denise Porter's with us.
I've never seen a diamond in the flesh.
Yes, keeping up with the Calvaries.
Tell us when you're putting off the bloody... Damon!
Oh, she's moaning. Sorry, I didn't have your microphone on. No.
Is it on now?
It took me by surprise as well, to be honest. So, yeah, sorry about that.
I'm having a chat to Denise here, and he just starts talking, cuts the song and just talks.
Let's go back to me. Thank you. You've noticed that I've had a haircut.
Yes. Beautiful. Oh, sorry. Let me put some light on me.
Shine a light on me.
Shine a light on you. Damon is cut his hair like a man. He doesn't look all schmutzig. He's actually had a shave today.
He looks fantastic.
He looks smart. He looks suave. Nice. He looks suave. He's
sophisticated.
Look, he's loving this.
Debonair.
Yeah, I don't know about debonair. Don't get that.
Bernice, you agree, hey?
I loved it. I said to you last night how sexy you looked. You looked so nice.
And your man's looking hot, babe.
I even tried to canoodle you, but you weren't interested.
Oh,
I didn't even notice. Oh, sorry.
You don't notice. You can't find the buttons on your what's his name, your radio panel thing. And you just, you know, you don't notice these things.
Oh, I'm sorry. I must be more aware.
So yeah, go and canoodle her tonight.
Okay, well, we must work on that. Sorry. What's this funny schmutz you've been putting on your hands?
It's rose hand cream.
But this is like, it looks very expensive.
No, I think it's from Woolies.
Oh, it's Woolworths. Okay.
It's just a little cream from Woolies. But I love rose. Anything to do with rose. I love rose candles, roses, rose smelling. I've got rose stuff for my hands, but it must be a decent smelling. I love it. Just
rose can go either way.
I agree. I'm not a fan of rose.
No. Rose is like
jasmine.
It's on the edge.
What do you think of jasmine?
I love jasmine. Honeysuckle.
I bought a jasmine bush, Bernice, for you.
A bush.
And it's in our garden, but I don't think it's flourishing. Do you think I bought the wrong species, the wrong jasmine?
No, it is flourishing. flourishing. It is.
I don't think it's a jasmine season yet.
No, it's June, July.
He doesn't get it.
Well, there you go.
Also, jasmine does well in direct sun, and we planted it under a tree. So I don't know who did that.
So which jasmine did you get? Did you get the...
I tried to get the orthodox jasmine.
Normal one that grows on a wall.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't put it under a tree, huh?
Well, who the hell put it under a tree? Who's responsible for this?
I don't know. I mean, I haven't been into our garden in months.
No, we can't
get home.
We can't blame the gardener because he got fired recently, so we can't go back to him.
Why did you fire the gardener?
He's the perfect person
We gave Talk a nice bonus.
What's his name? Talk.
Talk from Zimbabwe. Gave him a nice bonus.
Like Talk. T-A-L-K
And when I gave him the bonus, he didn't like smile, he didn't say thank you, nothing. And then he SMS'd Bernice a day later, thank you Bernice, but so-and-so, who's another who he works for, she gave me more. So, like we thought, I'm sorry.
So you're looking for a gardener?
No.
I've just had a very similar incident.
Gardening service. Was his name Talk?
No, he's from
then it's
Malawi.
Slightly different.
Yeah, but also along those lines.
Bernice, you
but
feel
we haven't. We
tell
haven't.
Us a story. What happened?
Well, we gave him his wages for the month, and he said to my husband, "Aren't you paying me more?" So my husband said, "Well, I don't know. I haven't really thought about it." And he said, "Well, everything's going up and up and." And so now we're a bit sort of flabbergasted and not quite sure what to do.
But have you? But the thing.
But we have decided we're not giving more.
But that's good. No, but let's be
but
objective.
Do you ever give an
let's
increase?
Let's be objective.
I haven't maybe given an increase.
Maybe you're not paying enough.
I'm paying a very good market-related wage.
Uh huh.
He lives next door, so there's no transport. There's no nothing. He just
Maybe the pavement is a bit dodgy.
Stop being so like not. Just tell us what were you paying him?
No, I'm not discussing wages on the air.
But it's good. It's good. And
Burn.
And I'm not.
I don't
paying
like
more
talking
at this
about money.
Particular stage of our.
Well, you know what? I've had my house.
But I've decided I'm going to say to him that that's what it is. Take it or leave it. But
no,
I'm
you know what? I give my housekeeper a 10% raise every month.
Every month?
No, listen to me. Every year. Well, between inflation, because things are expensive. I actually went to Woolworths the other day, and I went to go and buy some honey.
And you bought this cream
I bought honey, 46 rand for a little thing of honey.
Lorraine.
But that
inflation
is Woolies.
Inflation is not actually 10% right now.
No, absolutely. But it depends
and
on inflation.
And I haven't had an increase in years.
Exactly. Yeah,
well, you're freelance.
And I'm self-employed, and my husband is as well.
So then you need to put your rates
so
up.
So January is not really the best time to ask self-employed people for an increase.
No, get you.
Look, I think importantly, for me, there was
But he's
a,
such a good gardener, so I'm
no,
in this
can I just say
quandary.
Can I just say something? When you want people to be loyal to you, if you're happy with who you've got to pay them top dollar.
Absolutely.
But the difficulty that I had with our gardener was that it seemed like he needed 2 days to do the work. He was also coming on a Saturday, which didn't really suit us, because, I mean, who wants to wake up early on a Saturday and have your doorbell going and whatever.
The lawnmower flicking in your ear.
It was just more that, you know, you've got to be there to
and on Shabbos.
And you know, Shabbos, gosh. Anyway, so that was my main issue, is that I felt that he wasn't coping in the time that he had available. So, and compounded with that was this cuck attitude about money. And I just thought, you know what, I think I just want a garden service. You can come and do the work and everything's done.
Well, let me know how that goes for you.
Well, it's currently going at double the price. Oh. You really must know. But at least I have a beautiful garden.
Did you not have a beautiful garden before?
There were weeding problems. He wasn't cutting things back. You know, also, I suppose it's the nature of business in South Africa.
Yeah, but you also have to give him instructions.
No. It wasn't about instructions. It was about equipment. Like, for example, over Christmas, our friends Leonard and Shireen asked us what we wanted for Christmas. And I felt that we needed a power saw. What's those things
What's
called,
a power saw?
You mean an electric chainsaw?
Wanted
an electric
Bernice
saw
wants a chainsaw. She's crazy.
I wanted a chainsaw for Christmas.
You don't do Christmas, man.
We had budgets. What was our budget?
A chainsaw is so dangerous.
What are you going to do with a chainsaw?
Well, you've got to get it. You know, you've got to get people to cut things back. And
I could see Bernice naked, okay, or in her caftan with a chainsaw in her hand. Flying it around.
I think
going wild and all the bushes are coming down with.
I think a chainsaw is... I think you can't just give a chainsaw to anybody. Very
agreed,
dangerous.
Agreed. But,
or axes for
the
that matter.
The garden service comes with their own chainsaw.
Well, let them do their... Let the garden service bring their chainsaw.
That's my theory. They can climb through.
Well, you know what I think? I think it's better to have a gardener and then get a garden service once every like 2-3 times a year just to come in and do the most Blitz important it. Things. That's my thing. It's a bit of both. Everything's about a bit of both.
It's nice to give I'm getting double pneumonia and an opportunity. Yeah.
Can I be honest with you? This whole conversation has made me feel a bit awkward, and it sounds like we're bad people.
It does. It sounds makes like we're horrible like people.
We sound like really bad white people.
But you know what? I'm sure there are black people with gardeners as well. There must be some leopards out there who've got gardeners. And what do they have to say about
it? The only black person I ever knew, he did the garden himself. Thabo Modisani.
Thabo Modisani! Executive producer!
Thabo decided to do the garden himself. He saw it as exercise.
Well, my best friend at work, she asked me for the details of our garden service, and she's black. So, I mean, you know, when people have gardens, they need gardeners. And you've got to find a
best. I know how I love a garden, guys.
But let's move on. Let me just show you that we're not such bad people. Bernice, you gave me a huge bag. What do you call those big plastic bags? You used to call them refugee bags, but that's horrible.
What are they
called? They're just called big garbage bags.
No, no. It's not a garbage bag. Sort of, it comes with handles, yes. And it's like
it's
usually
bag.
Blue and white checked yeah. sort of.
Oh, bag. Those! I love those bags. They sell them downtown.
So I schlepped it full of baby clothes and stuff from Alexa, and I took it to the Princess Alice home the other day
in Westcliff,
and which is the stunning area, stunning properties. The people must be hugely wealthy, and then there's an orphanage in between all of that. I thought, wow, that's weird.
You would have known.
Well, I suppose this place has probably been around for 50 years. And I suppose in those days...
Grief Areas Act.
I'm surprised nobody's tried to buy them out in that area.
I am amazed.
And hoof them out of the area.
I am amazed because it's prime property. Oh, it's gorgeous. I mean, imagine living there. Anyway.
So what is it like? Does it look like it's been around for 50 years?
Oh, yeah. Beautiful. Anyway,
The important part of this conversation...
Your phone is not on silent.
Oh, sorry.
Damon's phone. Please scream at him, Bernice.
All electrical work, big and small, efficient and inexpensive, all hours. Thank you. Sorry about that.
So the reason why I sent Damon there was firstly we wanted to find a nice place to send a, you know, secondhand Nachi and whatever. But the main issue is Damon and I are considering an adoption. And it's very much in the consideration.
No,
phase
you were considering it without discussing with me. I see you sort of maybe discussed it with me quite a while
adoption,
ago.
Adoption, baby adoption.
I only really thought about it after I saw all these beautiful children at Princess Alice.
There you go.
To be honest.
There you go. And we recently connected with someone who has one child of their own. They have a biological child. But as a couple, for whatever reason, they always wanted to adopt a second. You know, and I think everyone's reasons are very personal, but we thought it's, you know, maybe you're into recycling, maybe you've got an environmental consciousness, they're out there already, you know, bring it into your home, give it love. But it's something we're thinking of looking at quite seriously.
What do you think of that?
I'm speechless. I thought you were adamant that you were only going to have one child.
Yes, but now adoption is different.
Adoption Why is it different?
Well, you don't have to be pregnant for 9 months. You don't have to go through all of that, and it's a whole different dynamic, because you're doing something really good. You're literally saving another child's life. You're giving somebody an opportunity, and it's just something. Is the word altruistic? It's just such an amazing good thing. I think it's the best thing people could do.
I think it's wonderful. I'm just surprised that you.
Well, I only thought about it recently, to be honest. And I'm still undecided.
Well, keep us posted.
I'm 50-50 on that.
What do you think?
She's like, she wants to meet the social work already.
No. Just to discuss fears and concerns and that kind of thing. My main concern is in all likelihood we would look at adopting an African child, and we would bring them into a white environment, and not only a white environment but a white Jewish environment. But my head sort of like clicked over a little bit when we were chatting. I don't want to mention names, but we met somebody the other day who has done this. He is also Jewish. Him and his wife are Jewish, and they're not very religious, they're secular. But the decision that they, it's almost like a non-issue with them. And my main concern is that the child would be in this community which might have prejudice against it and therefore have a difficult life. But it doesn't necessarily need to be that way. And also, if you raise a child as Jewish and they are black and everybody else is white and we live in South Africa, so I've got a lot of fears around this child being happy and having a good life.
Bern, I don't agree with you. I mean, there are lots of black kids that are Jewish.
Not, I wouldn't say lots.
There's not millions, but if you look at Israel, there's lots of Ethiopian Jews.
No, I'm talking about South Africa.
Yeah, but still, there are a few.
And only if you send the child to a Jewish school.
A proper Jewish school.
If you send it to just any other school, then there's no issue.
But why would you do that? Why would I send one child to Jewish school and one
child?
You would send neither to a Jewish school.
Or both.
But then if you send both, you're creating a problem.
In what way?
Because absolutely there's a prejudice and...
It's a difficult thing.
No, I don't think it is in our days. I think if somebody adopted, did something amazing as that and decided to have and bring up the child in their faith, once the child is over 18, they can choose how they want to live their lives thereafter. But I think that the child that gets adopted needs to live in the faith of the family that's been born.
They can live in the faith, but they don't have to go to a Jewish school. They can go to a mixed school.
But if you do send your kids to a Jewish school, then why not? Are there not black people at a Jewish school?
No. There's like one.
One or two.
If you go to a particular Jewish school, there's apparently one black kid.
But yeah. maybe Jamon,
so there'll we'll be two now.
We could start a trend.
We like to start trends, eh?
Now,
Lorraine, what about yourself? Have you ever considered it?
I actually have a foster child that I fostered for many years.
No. Are you being serious? Is this a story where you're going to say where you're going to say it's a cat at the end?
No, I've got a black fostered child.
Literally, this child lived with you, and you brought him or her up.
Yeah, paid for schooling.
Okay, was this child like your child?
I didn't adopt him. He belonged to the maid that lived next door to me, and we just had a connection. And I brought him up.
What happened to the mother?
The mother's still around.
So, from what age did you foster him?
2. He's now 27.
Did he live with you until when?
He lived in my flat. We all lived in the same block of flats. Because
did he live in your flat
as your child?
No.
So then that's not fostering.
Well, he didn't.
Being a really good employer.
No,
a
really good neighbor. She didn't work for me.
You're just a really good neighbor.
Well, you know what? He stayed at me, but we didn't. It wasn't like he calls me his foster mother.
Yes, because he knew what was good for him.
Yeah. So, well,
no.
We've had our fights, Paul and Jabu and I.
I think your version is like you almost. A foster, but you did a lot, but it wasn't a complete foster.
Yeah, well, he calls me, says he has my foster mother, so that's.
So what does he do now?
He's actually studying. He's doing his honors in marketing.
Wow, mother for foster mother.
Bless. But I did give him a. I've given him a couple. Last couple of years, I've told him he needs to put himself together and get himself a job, because it's just like people can't just keep paying for him. So. Yeah, we've had our fights, we've had our disagreements, and yeah, we actually went out for lunch the other day. He comes to visit me. He's a good boy. He's a good kid. Really, really good
kid. Who pays for his student fees?
I've told him he had to get a bursary. I was paid for his student fees all his life.
Wow.
In fact, I didn't pay for his schooling. I made his mother pay for the schooling. I paid for everything else. The books, cricket stuff, sports stuff.
What school did he go to?
Clothing. Sandringham Boys.
Sandringham High School.
Yeah. Not what's this one here in Sandhurst?
In Sandhurst?
No, the one here on Sandton Drive?
You mean on Rivonia Road there?
On Rivonia, across the road from McDonald's.
Sandown High.
So he went to Sandown High and he went to Parkhurst Junior Boys. And then he went and did a 3-year university degree. And then he now decided he wanted to do his honours. He took a year or 5 gap.
A 5-year gap.
Bless his soul. So now he's gone back to study and he's interning somewhere. So he's getting
And where does he live now?
He lives with his mother. They've bought a little flat, a house in Florida. I helped her get a job out of being a maid and got her into a construction company. She works for a construction company. It's like a little PA now. So, yeah.
That wow. Amazing,
and they've got a little sister called Lorraine, named aww. After Mwah.
And how old is she?
Lorraine's 13, 12, 13. They've actually got a very sad story, to be honest with you. She contracted AIDS, the mother.
Yes.
And she had given birth, and Lorraine's also HIV positive.
How old is she now?
They didn't think that she was going to live longer than 7, but Lorraine, I think, is 14, 15.
Yeah,
but she's on medication.
She's on medication. She's dedicated to it. She eats healthy. She's actually quite an extraordinary girl. We all, yeah, so it's quite a sad story. We've been through quite a lot as a family. We've all stuck by each other. When I've gone through bad times, they've been there for me and vice versa. So, yeah, we're very close. The past couple of years, we haven't been as close because I think I've just been...
But they've also moved to Florida.
Well, they live in Florida. She works in Edenvale. But, yeah, even when they moved out of when she got married and she was living with her husband, gave her the AIDS.
HIV.
HIV. AIDS. HIV.
Danielle's a consultant in this field, so she wants you to be technically correct.
Okay, when she contracted HIV, I gave them African potato, and I think that's what saved their lives. Joking.
Well, you know what? I want to tell you something. Antiretrovirals is not for sissies. I went on a course of antiretrovirals once, and it was not fun.
Why did Damon bite you?
But things someone have come else, a long way. They're not like they way. Used
someone
to be.
Someone else bit me.
Oh, really?
And then what were the symptoms
but
again?
But no, they're not like that anymore.
It's improved significantly.
Yeah.
Now it's just one pill, right?
It's one pill.
And the symptoms are not so bad.
No, I mean, I think there's side effects for some people, but mostly the side effects are negligible. And if you take PrEP, have you heard of PrEP? Pre-exposure prophylaxis.
Tell us about that.
If you lead a risky sexual life.
Yes.
You take antiretrovirals as prevention.
And?
They call it treatment as prevention.
And does it help?
Yes, it's like
so if
a...
if I was sleeping around, I could have one.
You have to take it religiously.
Yeah, so I mean, I could start taking it religiously and be promiscuous.
Yeah.
So I could it's
not advisable.
Hang on, I could be a prostitute.
It's not advisable.
Yeah, but that's... Well, I mean,
if I was a prostitute, I could take it and I would be safe from getting HIV.
Yes, in fact,
AIDS.
That's where it's getting targeted a lot. They're trying to roll it out in the... These, you know, the high-risk groups.
In the hooker
community. Well, high-risk groups in general.
Okay,
and,
I'm leaving. I'm changing my profession.
But the thing is, the thing is nowadays, a high-risk group...
It wouldn't protect you from other...
The thing is, what are high-risk groups now? I suppose...
Sexually transmitted
prostitutes
infections.
And maybe who else?
Well, truckers, any kind of...
Truckers?
Any of the mobile populations.
Like migrant workers,
miners...
Over-sex people.
people.
No, but that's not
and obviously the gay community. The gay community is considered.
Why do you pick on the gay community?
No,
are they promiscuous?
No, that's what I was curious about. Is the gay community still considered?
It is still considered a higher risk.
Do you agree with that?
They call them key populations. These groups, these higher risk groups.
Do you still agree with that?
Well, it's not anything to do with stigma. It's like how it is. It's you know, that's what the stats are. And there's various reasons for that. Like it's like a much higher risk of contracting HIV anally. So even if you're in a heterosexual
relationship. What about uncircumcised men?
So there's a huge, huge drive to roll out circumcision throughout Africa. There's lots of countries that are running circumcision programs because it's been proven to be over 60%. It reduces the risk of HIV for the person and for their sexual partner. So it's really a win-win.
I keep telling you, men with circumcised penises are so much better in every aspect.
But obviously there's been a lot of backlash, you know, in the Scandinavian countries around that. They are going hell for leather to ban it, to make it illegal. They're calling it mutilation, circumcision.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Denmark, I'm trying to think, Sweden.
Germany?
I don't know about Germany, but more the Scandinavian countries.
But what I do want to say, sorry, about the South African
and
national...
And for PrEP, can I just say one more thing why it's so important? Because most of these women, and sorry, now I'm making the whole thing very serious, but
no, we like
they're
serious.
Very, you know, they're very disempowered in a lot of the world, you know. Sadly, they're still very much, you know, they're not allowed to, they don't have the power to negotiate condom use or even any kind of contraception. So PrEP at least protects them, you know, in that way, and prevents it from passing on to the unborn baby. So, yeah, it's a fantastic thing, and I don't know why more of the world isn't speaking about it. It's still quite an unknown thing. My gay friend in London, where they are really pushing it, he'd never even heard of it. So, yeah.
Okay, well, I had only vaguely heard of it. Bernice, you were saying?
I just wanted to tell a story about the South African Blood Transfusion Services and being high risk. Many, many years ago, about 15 years ago, I was studying and I accidentally had a Dacha cookie. Accidentally.
Yeah, and, right. Accidentally.
You know when they ask you all the questions before you donate blood?
So yeah.
I was very embarrassed to say I really wanted to donate the blood, but I thought I needed to disclose that I'd had this Dacha cookie.
Oh, shame.
Because I thought, shame, maybe I'm like 85.
You could only have been doing them a favor.
Well, because I thought this 85-year-old woman who's going to, like, get my blood is going to get stoned or something.
I know, isn't that wonderful?
I had these perverted views of, like, what would happen medically. Anyway, so I reported it to them, and ever since then, they have logged me as high risk.
You see, this is my New Year's resolution. This is what me and my sister-in-law discussed. Our New Year's resolution is to stop being so honest. We have decided there is a place for lying, and we are embracing it.
I love it.
You see, look how much you know. Never again can you donate freely.
I don't want my blood.
And you've probably got the best, healthiest blood ever.
Do you know what blood group you are?
Not sure about. Well, I know I don't have HIV because I was on a course of antiretrovirals. But and Discovery recently came and they did testing at work, and they give you a certificate now.
And it's immediate. It's not like the old days where you had to wait for months and the window periods. And,
exactly.
Yeah. But what blood group are you?
It's like a bit unusual. It's got a B and an A, and I don't know what it is.
A, B.
Or is A and a plus or a minus. I don't know.
You could be this unique blood group that they really need, but now because you disclosed that Dacha cookie.
15 years ago. I
15
mean,
years ago, you are high risk.
I'm a high risk.
Anyway.
Could we.
We've drawn to a close.
Oh, no, not again. Is it? No. Yeah, we go again.
Lorraine, yeah, we go again.
Cameron, we've got 2 more minutes left.
Lorraine,
don't give
me
that. We have
the same conversation every single time.
I don't care. The next show can start 2 minutes past.
No, shame, man.
It's the heat show with Andre, and he's even pushing his fingers up and he's going, you're too early. You're
Andre
too early.
Neveling and
they have to play 2 songs as well because you always finish so
no,
early.
No.
They do.
He's punctual, hey.
Anyway,
no, he's not punctual. He just wants to get us
anyway,
off the radio.
Denise Porter, thank you very
no,
much for being
I don't
our guest.
Go.
Thank you for having me.
Don't want to go.
Lorraine.
Can we not read the WeChats? And it's all about your wife.
It's one lousy WeChat.
No, there's 2. Don't lie.
Read them.
Melissa, I haven't listened in ages. I really missed you guys so much. Always so much fun.
Thanks, Melissa.
And then Michelle Kirschenbaum. Thank God Bernice is back. The show needs all of you.
You see, Bern. They all want you.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry for you.
Goodbye.
Sorry for me.
Goodbye.